The new fall season doesn't officially begin until next Monday, but the networks are sneaking in some of their new shows this week. Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of what's in store.
I've raved before about Frank's Place, the new CBS comedy on Monday night, so I won't take up time doing it again, even though it's the best of this week's new TV series. Otherwise, here's the lineup for the next few days. A Year in the Life, a series version of the miniseries, starts Wednesday on NBC. Two new CBS series start on Wednesday, too, The Oldest Rookie and Wise Guy. Then there's ABC's Once a Hero and NBC's Mama's Boy on Saturday, and NBC's My Two Dads on Sunday. That's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not convinced that any of it will stay on for long. Most of these new shows can be described and dismissed pretty quickly. But here's the scorecard anyway. A Year in the Life is worth watching. If it's anything like the miniseries, it'll be a quality drama about family life. A lot better, in fact, than the mid-70s series Called Family. A really good actor, Richard Kiley, plays the father. Wise Guy stars a guy named Ken Wall as an undercover cop who goes so far under that he does a stretch in prison just to build a better cover story. When he comes out, he becomes the driver for a tough guy mob figure, played by Ray Sharkey. And that's basically it. Wise Guy has lots of style, but very little substance. It's like Miami Vice 201, the next level up in a pretty simple specialty. The Oldest Rookie stars Paul Sorvino as a desk cop who chucks it all to become a patrolman and teams up with a young rookie played by D.W. Moffat. Sorvino and Moffat are both good actors, but The Oldest Rookie doesn't give them too much to work with. The whole show looks too much like, well, like television. So much for the Wednesday shows. Now on Saturday, Mama's Boy is a show that NBC is calling a designated hitter. Designated hitter is a new TV term, right up there with high concept, top spin, and dramedy. As NBC defines it, a designated hitter is a regular series that shows up on an irregular basis, popping up once a month or so and holding down the number of reruns. Mama's Boy shows up this Saturday in the time slot usually occupied by Amen. This designated hitter business in this case is good news all around. Amen, which is a terrible show, is preempted, and Mama's Boy, which is nearly as bad, won't show up again for another month. In Mama's Boy, Nancy Walker is the mama, and Bruce Weitz, who played Belker on Hill Street Blues, is the boy. She moves in with him, and the results are supposed to be funny, because there's a laugh track. Steer clear, though. Once a Hero is the other Saturday night show. It's still being edited and put together, so I'm not sure if this story about a comic book character coming to life is clever or stupid. Based on the promos, I'd lean towards stupid. Finally, there's My Two Dads, which has a premise about as far-fetched as Once a Hero. Get this. Two dissimilar guys who once loved the same woman inherit the daughter who was born shortly after the three of them parted ways. A lot of funny lines, though, and the chemistry between Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan makes My Two Dads more entertaining than it sounds. Here's a scene from the reading of the woman's will, where the characters of Michael and Joey argue about their new daughter.
We're talking about a child here, huh? A little child. Now, if you don't want her, I'll take her, okay? I'll take Nicole. I'll take Nicole. Wait, want some fries with that?
Okay, so it's not up there with Frank's Place. But it's not down there with Mama's Boy either. Next week, the real fun starts with new shows from the makers of L.A. Law and The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. Until then, sample the new shows carefully and sparingly.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.